This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Puppies, many dogs adopted in 2020 are now being returned. What? Who does that? Medina Spirit, number three post spot in the Preakness Stakes. This horse is being accused of being doped up and winning the Kentucky Derby. Bob Baffert, the trainer for the horse, says that's a threat and that's not what happened at all. And this is no threat. This is happening. Is it a real gas shortage on the East Coast? The Colonial Pipeline cyber attack means gas shortages because so many people are panicked that they've lined up and they've drained the petrol when it comes to 1,000 gas stations. You pull up and there's one of those bags that say, yeah, don't come here because this pump's not working, that pump's not working, the other pump's not working. Just another day in the life of us in America. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, how are you? As we swing for the fences on this show always, and you know how we roll here, talking about what's buzzing in your backyard and my backyard as well. After all, what else is there? Remember, 24/7, you can hit me up, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. And it's calorie free. Unlike what's happening to Americans trying to drop pandemic pounds, diet companies are licking their chops, selling all kinds of plans already to people so that they can dump the weight that they gained when we hibernated for over a year. All right, first things first, let's talk about gas and this Colonial Pipeline cyber attack. We have been talking about it since last Friday when it was, well, wait and see, and then all of a sudden we learn more about it. But the cyber attack on a key artery in the nation's energy infrastructure, you know, this pipeline that rolled from Houston all the way to New Jersey has temporarily disrupted the transportation of fuel in the southeastern part of the United States mostly. It's so bad because jet fuel is pumped in from Colonial. A lot of it comes from that area. That long flights, they're saying, might have to stop to refuel. This is from a ransomware attack on the pipeline that is threatening to cause gas shortages, and we're already seeing it happen. So even though experts are saying, oh, yeah, don't worry, don't rush to fill up. Are you kidding? That's what everybody's doing. Tell us not to do it. Like, don't worry about toilet paper. The supply is going to be there. Right. We're off to the races, and that's exactly what's happened. So there are steps supposedly being taken to protect us from gas price spikes and ensure that fuel can be shipped in other ways. Colonial is still uttering the same thing. They're saying that there's trying to substantially restore service by the end of the week, which would limit most of that fallout, so that would be good. But I think you're going to feel the effects if you're listening to me anywhere in the southeast and along that eastern corridor because of what has happened in this cyber attack. Pretty scary. This pipeline delivers 45% of the fuel for the East Coast. Like I said, jet fuel and gasoline. This is a 5,500-mile pipeline from Texas to New Jersey. So do the math. If you looked at a map, you draw a line, that's a lot of oil going between those two areas. So Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and some other states are going to be particularly vulnerable because they have limited options in terms of alternatives. You know, what are your transportation alternatives there? Now, in the Gulf Coast states, which is why I'm not heavily mentioning them, and as it was explained to me today by someone in cybersecurity, specifically working with another company, another oil company, actually, they said that the shipments come from tankers, if you look at how many tankers are coming in the Gulf Coast, and that makes sense. Now, as of mid-morning on Tuesday and later in the afternoon, Virginia was in the worst shape. 7.5% of stations out. North Carolina, 5.4%. Georgia, 3.8%. Sold out, done, don't have it, right? South Carolina, less than 2% were down, but still down, right? There was a city stop station. I've been to some of those in Asheville, North Carolina. That store ran out of gasoline on Monday afternoon. People are panicking because you say, don't panic. Don't worry. Don't worry. It means, yep, yeah, we're going to go hoard gasoline. And, of course, it's going to make the problem worse. And that's exactly what's starting to happen. Now, the national average price of gas was $2.99 a gallon on Tuesday, up 2 cents from a day earlier. That's not a huge swing, but let's watch and see what happens by the end of the week. Thank you, Darkside. The FBI has said that this online gang is known as Darkside. They're the ones that hit the Colonial Pipeline system with a ransomware attack, which takes, of course, computerized systems hostage until a payment is made. And they're trying to investigate this, work on this, that whole thing, evaluate it, and, you know, there you go. Hey, in Georgia, because of what they saw, Governor Brian Kemp decided to temporarily cut fuel taxes to try to relieve some of the burdens, realizing that there's this scarcity mentality and the rush to the pumps, right? And it goes to the transportation quandary of depending on what you're doing in your life and how much fuel you need, right? Yeah, absolutely. All right, I feel compelled to tell you the payoff to this story, and it's not a good payoff. It was what so many people feared, and we had people on this show throughout the pandemic here and there to talk about these adoptions of puppies, that it was the big rage because people were alone, people were lonely, people saw the cuddly dogs and wanted dogs especially. But then it's not all what it's cracked up to be, because owning a dog means responsibility, right? So shelters across the country saw a lot of people flocking with the goal of having a dog to keep them company while they start to work or go to school from home. But now some people are going back to the office. The world is opening back up. They're exploring the outside world a little bit more, and the pups are getting left behind. The amount of returns has doubled in some of these organizations than what they normally would be a year ago. And this is a really sad trend, right? Because now it's harder to find another home for the dogs because they weren't really trained. So, you know, somebody had a dog that was uncontrollable, not trained, and now they're surrendering them. So owners' surrenders were up 82.6% compared to 2020. They're down 12.5% versus 2019, according to Best Friends Animal Society. That's now, they expect that to change. Tough. And then you got to work through the separation anxiety issues because pets will be alone for the first time. If you were there the whole time, there was somebody there, they're not used to that. Mm. So I adopted a pandemic pup. And he's fabulous, and his name is Guinness, and I've talked about him a few times on the air. And, of course, the thing that I did was I made sure that he did have some separation because he would go to a daycare. He'd go to this doggy daycare a couple of times a week, and also so that he would be with other dogs. We didn't have a maniac dog when I was trying to walk him. He's already pulling all over the place always because he likes to chase the squirrels and the rabbits. I think some of you can relate to that. All right, in Arizona, a huge move by the governor when it comes to voting. What's that all about? I'm talking about it on the flip side.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. Washington, then to Arizona. Senate panel is deadlocked on the Democrats' election overhaul bill. I don't think this is a surprise necessarily. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell led a day-long effort to thwart legislation he calls a partisan power grab. Hours and hours of debate on amendments. The Senate Rules Committee tied 9-9, of course, along party lines on a vote to advance the legislation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer would have to force a full vote of the Senate to bring it to the floor. Don't know if he's going to even have the support for that with some of the Democrats who are having their own reservations about the bill. So it's very, very unclear. The bill is S1, and supposedly it is a high, high, high priority for the Democrats, in the face of efforts by state legislatures. Here's your hint, spurred in part by the former president's claims about the 2020 election to enact ballot restrictions. So there's lots of conversations going on about ballot restrictions. How do you feel about that in your county where you're voting? Do you feel like it's transparent, fair, clean, or do you feel like, yeah, there's some things that could happen here? I mean, the stakes are high all the way around on this, because I think the most important thing we have is our vote. And if more people exercised their right to vote, paid attention to what was happening locally, and got involved, you might be more satisfied no matter what party you choose to be a part of, or maybe no party. You might be more satisfied with what's happening in the country. There'll be less grumbling and rumbling. Because I always say, if you want to kvetch, that's fine. But exercise your right to vote, because if you convinced more people to do that, we'd have higher numbers. And I do think that you might like the outcomes better. So you had Schumer and McConnell, obviously, two different bookends, two different directions they're going. They both were at the hearing. Both are members of the Rules Committee, and they're leaders of their parties in the Senate. And they really rarely take part in panel debates. That's not their thing. They're too high up the chain and working on other stuff. McConnell said at the hearing, let's call it what it is, put aside the flowery language, this is a partisan effort, he kept repeating that, to take over how you do, how you conduct elections in our country. So this legislation, if it was passed, would set national standards for election laws, including no excuse mail-in voting and automatic voter registration. Wow. Require additional campaign finance disclosures and impose new ethics provisions for all three branches of the federal government, among some of the other changes. Now, some of the Democrats, like I said, don't like some of what's in this bill, and that's why for the full vote, it might not work anyway. If there was a call for that to happen for the full body, it might not go anywhere because, you know, it's narrow thin. You'd have to have every Democrat on board with this. So supporters of the legislation called For the People Act are pressing to use the bill to spark Democrats to do away with the Senate's filibuster rule, which allows the minority party to block most legislation by requiring a 60 votes, to allow debate to go forward. Joe Manchin from West Virginia and the senator from Arizona, both Democrats, have said they oppose getting rid of the rule. So, you know, there's that's in the mix of all of this. And speaking of Arizona, and this is very big, and this goes to what I just said, the governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, signed into law a bill that would remove some people from the state's permanent early voter list. He says the law is a win because it's election integrity and it's part of Arizona's efforts to continuously refine its voter system. Here's what he said earlier today.
Today, I'm signing SB 1485. This bill is simple. It's all about election integrity. If an individual is signed up to automatically be mailed an early ballot and then stops voting entirely for a full 4 years, their county recorder will ask them if they still want to automatically be mailed a ballot. If they respond, they'll continue receiving one. If they don't respond, here's what happens. They will remain a registered voter. They can still request an early ballot. And they can also show up at the polls in person on election day. Compare this to California. They actually remove voters without any notice at all or opportunity to remain on the list. Our law is better and provides more accessible ballot access than California and many other places that opponents of this bill tend to point to as pillars of democracy, like New York and Washington, D.C. This change will ensure that active voters continue to receive a ballot and free up resources for county recorders to use on priorities like election security and voter education.
All right, so that was a big part of what the gov said his push was, what his reason was. And you can imagine there are those in support of it, like Senator Michelle Egenti Rita, who was the bill's sponsor. She says the people on the list are opting in to use the option. It needs to be regularly updated to make sure the people who are on the list to receive a ballot are voters who are taking advantage of the vote by mail option, and that voting by mail is a very big part of the election process in Arizona. It's not a surprise, and there are many people listening to us in the great state of Arizona, and you know it's really, really big. So Republicans have always maintained there that the legislation would serve as a backstop to ensure the accuracy of the list. The Democrats are arguing and have argued, but this goes through, that they've accused the Republicans of trying to cut down on the most popular means of voting in the states after President Biden and Senator Mark Kelly both Democrats, of course, won statewide last year. So the Democrats came out swinging against the legislation and, you know, saying that there are no issues with the permanent early voter list as it stands now, and they likened it to a potential purge of 100,000 voters. But it is a big win for Senate Republicans because they weren't able to send the bill to Ducey's desk in late April after State Senator Kelly Townsend said the chamber should wait for the outcome of an audit in Maricopa County before voting on the measure. So there you go. And this debate over the Senate bill there comes as Republicans in the chamber push an election audit of votes cast in that county in November. It's Arizona's largest. It went for Biden last year, helping deliver him the state's 11 electoral votes. Remember, we kept waiting. So this is very big. And what does this mean for other states? And going along with what's happening federally and the conversation that's happening there, this is why, if you care at all about who represents you, pay attention to what's going on so you know where you stand. How do you vote? How do you feel about voting in your area and the transparency of it, the integrity of it, etc.? Do you feel like you got that going on and it's fine and there's not going to be any kind of a manipulation of anything? Or do you feel the opposite way? And I think it varies from place to place. Just depends, you know, on where you're living and what's happening in your neck of the woods. All right, speaking of that, this comes under the heading, and I have to throw this in here in the middle of some of this political talk. How crazy are your neighbors? Do you feel like you know your neighbors? I think one of the wildest stories that I've seen, I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen, we know that, is this thing with the tiger in Houston, that there was a tiger roaming a neighborhood in Houston, and some people jumped out and they started to try to, of course, take a selfie with it from far away in the distance or get some video. But there's a murder suspect who was linked to the tiger in this West Houston neighborhood who has been arrested on evading charges. So the tiger's name, by the way, is India and has yet to be located. Multiple police sources are saying that they identified the man as Victor Chavez, who is currently out on bond on an unrelated murder charge and is known to possess several exotic animals. How well do you know your neighbors? Hitting the mailbag next.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Monthly apprehensions at the southern border reached a 21-year high in April, according to new data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Nearly 179,000 people were caught trying to cross into the country illegally last month, a 3% increase from March. The number of unaccompanied minors making the crossing dropped, down to nearly 14,000 in April from almost 16,000 in March. And on the eve of a vote to remove her from party leadership, Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney took to the floor of the House Tuesday night to continue her criticism against former President Trump and GOP lawmakers who she said were putting our democracy at risk by continuing to question the results of the 2020 presidential election.
I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
This is USA Radio News. A group of six Republican senators are set to meet with President Biden on Thursday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Republicans have proposed a smaller bill that focuses on core infrastructure. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo will be a part of the meeting and tells Fox News that in the wake of the cyber attack against the Colonial Pipeline, any infrastructure bill should prioritize protecting vital infrastructure from similar attacks.
So I think we got to prioritize this. I think this should be, we did this in the water bill that we passed 2 weeks ago, because remember there was an incident in Florida where somebody tried to get into the water system to taint it. And so we know that we put more cybersecurity money into our water systems in that bill. We need to do the same for all of our transportation and infrastructure packages. But the administration has got to come off of the fact that infrastructure is home health aides and Medicaid expansion and things of that nature. Those discussions are for another day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Of your emails. Trust me, we read them. If you don't hear them, they may pop up later in the week. I'm overwhelmed by the amount of email that I receive. I know people listen to us in all different ways. You can consume this show. Hopefully lots of you do it live, but I know some of you with different schedules also will get it at later times in what I call playback, right? Podcasting, you know, etc. All right, so I got this one from Ellie, who says, "Hey, Kate, I was wondering, when you look at what's happening with dining out, going to hotels, I heard you talk about your trip, visiting family, and going back to places where we worship, how confident do you feel that we can avoid COVID?" Well, let me see. Let me ask the magic eight ball. You know, here's the thing. The line is different for everybody. Did you get vaccinated? Do you care about being vaccinated? Do you feel like you don't need to be vaccinated because you have this sense of security that you never get sick or whatever the reason is? Or did you get fully vaccinated? And does that give you that extra edge when you are trying to combat being in a safe place? So when you look at, like, religious services, I think the deal is if there is social distancing, which in bigger churches, they've started doing that. So, you know, every other pew or whatever. So there's some space. There's space between you and the people that are around you, and wearing masks. People are wearing masks in churches and synagogues and other places of worship. Also, there's outdoor services. If you do go to a service inside, then it's probably higher risk if there's unvaccinated people. But, you know, so there, I think you use common sense and stay that 6 feet away from people who don't live in your household or in a poorly ventilated excuse me, place. And I would assume that in some of these places of worship, it wouldn't, if you were inside, again, if it's a big church and it's super ventilated, it probably feels a lot different. Or if it's open air, it's a whole different story. The outside thing is what makes a difference. And you're right, Ellie, in talking about that. I talked about what happened with me. But when I was careful around the amount of people I was around, and I was in indoor-outdoor spaces, so I was a lot in a lot of outdoor spaces. And I feel fine outdoors. And the things that I did at a conference, it was way smaller. They were excellent. It's in PECA, National Petroleum Energy Credit Association. They were really good about all the protocols, and everybody followed them, and people came from all over the country in a small group. That was the key. And this hotel, the Vinoy, was wonderful. We were only the third conference they had ever back there since the pandemic, and they were really good about the protocols and the outdoor space. Outdoor space, outdoor space. When in doubt, that is the best. That's the best. And with family, like I visited family, everybody was vaccinated. And it was a small amount of family. It wasn't like there was 150 of us gathered for a family reunion. So I felt comfortable, but I know what the line is. Like, do I want to be crammed into some bar somewhere where people are on top of me? I mean, that's not my scene anymore anyway, but if it was, because I like live music, do I want people really on top of me who are some of them slammed, if you know what I'm saying? Nah, probably not. But I'm not probably not. I don't want that. So use common sense with what you're doing, right? Use common sense. And summer camps for kids, I mean, that's tricky, right? Tricky because they're small groups and they're good about distancing. I bet it's fine. But it depends on the camp again. It depends on what they're doing. Is it sports, athletic activities? Are they away? Overnight camps? What's happening with the volunteers and the staff and, you know, all that stuff? I mean, no matter what, you don't want to get COVID. Nobody says, oh, yes, please, I would like to get COVID. Because I know people who thought that they were immune, got it, and said it was like walking through hell. Or what they pictured hell would be like. And I don't think any of us want to follow in those footsteps. No. Okay, let's move along to this next one, which kind of follows along the same lines of Ellie. And this one is from John, who's listening to us in Iowa. Kate, thumbs up for the conversation about corn and what's happening with farmers. And you're right about the yin and yang of the price, the bushel, etc. And I know because down the road from me, my brother is in the biz, and he's had a really pretty decent run lately. But boy, in the past, has he paid the price. I have a young family, but a young family in that 12 to 15-year-old group with this idea that the vaccines now will be available. And my wife and I really kind of wrestled with this. We're vaccinated, but we feel like we're older. And if some unforeseen thing happened to us down the road and it was some kind of weird, strange reaction or whatever to the vaccine, we could live with it. But I don't know about the kids. I've talked to more families who have children around our children's age, and it's kind of mixed as to whether to get vaccinated or not. And of course, you said it, the Centers for Disease Control haven't yet said for sure you got the green light, but it looks like it will happen here by the end of the week or so with Pfizer. So we're on the fence at this point until, you know, until we know what the FDA authorization thing is and until we get a better sense of what we're willing to do in making a decision for them and also the people in our area, which would probably make a big difference. Although we make our own decision, it's interesting to hear what others are doing as well, because if everybody in the whole place is getting vaccinated and that this is something that the school puts pressure on us, do we keep the kids home and don't get them vaccinated? Do we send them back to school? It's the thing that we're talking about in our backyard. I think a lot of people are talking about that. Thanks for that. I think a lot of people are trying to decide what they should do. You know, it's interesting because if enough of those numbers of those kids are, the children are vaccinated, that could push that whole herd immunity thing. But it is about, it is about making your own decision. It's one thing to make the decision for you and to look at, okay, here's the numbers, here's the things that have happened, here's what the reactions were, here's what we could possibly know or expect and things that we don't know. And it's another thing for younger people, but it's also scary to see the numbers of younger people who now have gotten COVID, and some of them with some pretty bad cases, although cases have, of course, in the United States, fallen, you know, through the floor in a good direction. The average daily U.S. COVID cases fell below 40,000 for the first time since September, which is nice. I mean, that's great that the numbers are down. Federal data is showing that the country is averaging 2.1 million reported vaccinations per day. That's down 37% from the peak level, but shows sign of it shows signs of kind of being steady, I guess, but the fact that the rates are falling, and this is data from Johns Hopkins University, that's a good thing that it's down, obviously, especially when you look at poor India and you see that people can't breathe, and then by the time the oxygen gets to this one hospital, I was watching a story today, I 11 people die because they couldn't get it to them quickly enough. They gasp their last breaths. It's awful, awful, awful to see that. They have no beds, and they're just moving as fast as they can to try to squash this hideous virus. But they're stuck. And we're in a different situation in the United States. So there are some things that are changing and happening and are morphing at a slower rate, I think, than they were before when it was the race to hurry up and push. But now with the levels going up the way they are, it's been pretty interesting. All right, let's move to another one. This is kind of the yin and yang of this show. So we talked a little bit about Liz Cheney and the fact that, you know, she's getting booted. There's no question about that because they're going to vote on her removal from the House leadership position. And she's the third most powerful House Republican. So some people, they just flat out want her out. Other people are supportive of Liz Cheney, just like this audience. So here from Tom, Liz Cheney is a cancer, Kate Delaney. She needs to be removed from the House Republican leadership. Do we need divisiveness? Can we just move on from the whole Donald Trump thing? I was a Trump supporter. I don't like everything the man did. I do think it is outrageous what happened on January 6th. But I also think that Liz Cheney needs to move on and needs to be what the House Republicans need. There is a lot of poison darts, I guess, in the party. I don't know if she's a poison dart, but I think she's distracting. She's been very distracting, and it's taking the party's efforts away from trying to retake the House next year. So she has to be moved from that spot. And then I got this one from Joey, who's listening to us in Connecticut, and he says, Kate, I used to be a Republican, and then I see the nonsense that goes on in the party. It just seems as though Donald Trump controls every Republican's brain. I don't understand it. I voted for him once. I didn't vote for him the second time. I didn't like Biden, so I abstained from voting. But it's ridiculous that somebody who's not even the president is pulling the strings on the Republican Party. Are that many people going to vote for him in the Republican Party next time around? We can be better than this. And I think leaving Cheney in place was the right thing to do. Why can't you compromise? And why can't you have people that disagree? Ba-dum-bump. There you go. Two sides of the coin. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Send me your emails.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad, bad.
So the trumpet means that Sir Eric has arrived for another edition of This or That. Hello, Eric. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. I'm well. The sun is shining again. It feels like it anyway. Does it feel like that for you? Does it feel like more people are happier and they're kind of getting out there in Minnesota and testing the waters of getting out of, you know, being in lockdown, so to speak?
A little bit. It still seems like people are on edge, though, everywhere.
Does it?
Yeah. Not everybody, but, yeah, it still seems like it's not the same as it was.
I think it's because the line is squiggly. So some people feel more comfortable. Some people are not comfortable, and they're trying to make decisions on vaccines, not vaccines, and what's safe and what's not safe to do, and they're just weighing all kinds of options. And it is weird because, we're like bears. It's like we hibernated for so long, we have to sort of learn to walk again.
Yeah, it's also like it's the aftermath of not a disaster, but, you know, it's like the aftermath. So things have changed, you know, like, for example, the prices of things have changed, like lumber and things like that.
Yeah, I understand lumber. Yeah, lumber's gone up. I know that since I had to have those soffits replaced. And you get an estimate, and they say, oh, by the way, it's going to be double that estimate we normally would normally have been this. But now it's double what we told you. So, yeah. And the lumber prices are going to stick there for a while because of the home building, et cetera. So that's not going to change. And steel, and you're right. So some of the prices have absolutely affected people. There's no question about that. All right, so this or that. Suntan lotion on an overcast day for you, yay or nay, this or that. Yes to suntan lotion, this or that. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You know what? I'm a no thank you, too, but here's the problem with that. So stupidly, and I thought of you because I thought, well, what if you're like on, what if you're in Minnesota, you got all these great lakes, and you're out there dropping a line, and you're kicking back with some buddies, and you're not thinking, well, why do I need suntan lotion? It's not like I'm laying on a beach. I think you forget that the sun comes through. So I was on the beach a couple of weeks ago in Florida, and it was had rained, and it was overcast, so I thought I was safe. Oh, man. Anybody out there ever have sunburned feet? You know what that's like? It's awful.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, because the sun is strong, and it's coming through. This is coming through the overcast day. So, of course, I didn't bother with suntan. Oh, suntan. Why do I need suntan lotion for 2 hours of sitting in a chair on the beach? I don't need that. And then the result was these burnt feet that I thought, oh, that's okay. Then they itch you to death for weeks. And, yeah, so suntan lotion for me. So I'm a definitely suntan lotion no matter what. I'll tell you why this is an interesting question in a minute. But lemons or limes, this or that?
That's a tough one. I'll go with limes.
Me too. And the reason for my limes are because I like to have occasionally beer with lime in it. So if I have like a Mexican beer, or if I have like a Corona or something, you know, Corona Light or whatever, mm-hmm. I like
Modelo.
Yeah, yep. I like to have it. Yeah, Tecate was the first for me. Tecate when I worked in El Paso, and I learned about the lime taste and how it made the beer taste.
In the can or in the bottle?
In the can.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yep, that's exactly what I learned. And so by squeezing the lime in it, that taste was so good. And lemons, I mean, that's like an iced tea thing mostly, or sometimes on fish or other things. Lemons are okay, but I'm not a big lemon fan.
Yeah, they're not as tasty.
Not as tasty. Yeah, I agree. And always, every time I go somewhere, they say, do you want lemons? Lemons? I'm probably like the only human, maybe besides you, that says, no, I don't want any lemons with my tea.
I do like lemon water, I'm not going to lie.
Mmm, lemon water. I like it if it doesn't have the pit. You know the pits from the lemons floating around in it? I don't want that.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. And sometimes you do get that. All right, so we move on from suntan lotion. This is deep discussion. Lemons or limes to this one. If you get invited to a club and it's going to be top of the line and you don't know who the artist is going to be, it's a surprise, do you go with techno versus reggae? And Noah, I know you're a music person, so not your kind of music. It's not rock, not cover tunes, not any of that kind of stuff. But techno or reggae? So door number one or door number two, and who knows what the band's going to be. But supposedly it's top of the line. It's a VIP pass for you.
Interesting. Interesting question. I'm gonna have to go with the reggae because I would get tired of, I would get too annoyed by the techno.
You know what? I think I would too. I think the reggae would be better, but I don't know. I mean, we don't know. You know, we're taking a chance. But the techno at first would be fine, but then if depends on how long you're there, it would be. Yeah, that could be tough. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. We're taking a chance. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we're taking a chance. Yeah, yep. Definitely. Speaking of taking a chance, when I was a kid, I used to think it was interesting, and I thought, boy, these couples must really get along. Like maybe I was a teenager, young teenager, and we would go to a place called Wildwood Crest, New Jersey, and they had a super long boardwalk. And in the morning when you'd go there, you could rent bicycles and you could ride the whole length of the boardwalk and then like get a donut and a glass of juice or whatever. And it was really, really fun to do that. And you'd see all kinds of people on all kinds of bikes. And there was tandem bikes. So again, you'd see couples riding on the same bicycle. They're pedaling together. And it made me think about this question when you're a couple. And you could just be buddies. I mean, you could just be friends, right? You're a friend and you decide, okay, we're going to jump in this tandem thing together. Kayak, a tandem kayak versus tandem bicycle with your girlfriend, this or that, which would you do better, do you think, would be better for you?
I've never heard of a tandem kayak.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my friend, yes.
Like two side by side?
No, no, you are in the same kayak.
Oh, like behind, like one.
Yeah, well, you're behind. Like she'd probably be in front because she'd probably be lighter, and you would be on the back seat of it. But you'd both be in the same kayak,
and we both
doing it together.
And we both like paddle.
Yep.
And then the bike is like the same thing. Like she's like
on the same bike.
Yep. One in front and the other.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I feel like they're both a disaster, would be end up in disaster, but I'll go with the kayak.
Kayak, interesting choice. So you're right, it could end up in disaster, right? Because one person wants to go super fast or complaining about the other person not pulling their weight, whatever it might be. The kayak thing, in theory, would be better on water, but I'm going to tell you a little bit of, I'm going to tell you a story about being on a kayak. I went to Hawaii years ago, and I was newly married, and my mother was there, and she said, you have to, he wanted to kayak, and he wanted to go to this crazy thing at like 6 in the morning. It's like, 6 in the morning, are you kidding? My mother said, listen, you have to do some things that he wants to do, so you should do it. Okay, so we booked the kayak, and she actually dropped us off. We get in the kayak. Oh, what a disaster. I mean, what a disaster, Sir Eric.
What happened?
What happened was is that I got so frustrated, I smashed the paddle down, and I said, you are not pulling your weight. And then a whale went underneath the boat, and it scared me to death, because I thought, this is it. I'm going to die. This whale's going to tip us over.
Wow.
So we did survive. There was another couple. They were like 30 years older than us. They kicked our butt. The instructor kept telling us, hurry up, catch up, catch up. And it all worked out, because we made it to shore eventually. But it was a lesson in forget tandem. So that's my suggestion to you and everybody listening. Don't do tandem, okay?
Got it.
Thank you. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.